The Crown Corporation plans to construct a new substation in the Fort Collunge-Mansfield region, as well as a set of high-voltage transmission wires for the roughly 30 kilometers between the new substation and the existing Kaggia substation in Bryson. There are also improvements planned for the Kaggia facility. While it's still too early for exact figures, the ballpark cost is estimated to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Hydro-Québec Community Relations Representative Caroline Milliard explained that they were looking for feedback from the community on things like the location of the new substation, which will require roughly 2.5 hectares, as well as the route of the transmission lines. She said that the aim of the project is to improve service in the Upper Pontiac, which is typically synchronized with the Ontario power grid and has experienced frequent outages for years.
The goal is to make the distribution, the electricity distribution, more reliable in the Upper Pontiac, mainly to reduce the number of outage and also to support the growing demand of electricity with new people, new project, and also all of the electrification of the transport and heating of the buildings and all that.
Milliard said that the timeline of the project is about 5 years, with 2025 and 26 devoted to consultation with the public and technical studies. 2026 to 2028 will be for government approvals, with construction expected to start in 2028 and last until 2030.
We are at the preliminary phase, like the study phase. And we are looking at where we're going to put it. We're doing many environmental studies, public consultation, which is what we're doing right now, looking at acquiring some land. Whenever we decide on where we're going to put it, then we negotiate to buy a land for the substation. We need to negotiate as well with the owner where we're going to put our towers as well. So this takes some time. We are at the preliminary phase, which is over 2 years, like 25, 26. Then in 26, 28, it takes about 2 years to get all of the approvals we need and also to buy the land and do all the preliminary work we need to do. And then we're going to build it over 2 years, to 28, to 30, and we're going to be able to turn the switch on in 2030, 2031, yeah.
Mansfield Eponifrac Mayor Sandra Armstrong was present at the open house and said that she was pleased that progress is being made on this long-standing file.
When there's an outage in Chapeau, Lille-aux-Allumettes, Sheenborough, Chichester, and Waltham, then it's affected in some sectors of Mansfield also. Mm. So, yeah, that's going to be a good thing for everybody, for all the residents, because in, what was it, a few years ago, it went off, and I mean, for a few days, and some people really got hurt during that time. So it's be more secure and more reliable, and that's the two main things.
For more information on this project, including a detailed PDF of the area being studied, you can visit our website, frequencynews.ca. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.